Good morning, everyone. Andrew here from Ski Chatter, and we are chatting today with Tom Gelly. And Tom, introduce yourself and what's going on.
Hi, Andrew. Thanks very much. Yeah, so I'm in the car with you on the way to Le Massif. This is my first visit to Quebec in Canada, and we're on our way to the Ultimate Ski Congress, which Warren Jobbett and the brand Onyonnet have organized. And yeah, so we're doing 4 days of coaching, and that's why I'm here.
Awesome. And we've been chatting a little bit in the car already, and some of the things that we are discussing with skiing with students and whatnot, and people developing their own skiing, is the intermediate skier on a blue run who is parallel, and perhaps Tom's perspective here on what some of the struggles, or perhaps one struggle, is. And how, Tom, how would you address that?
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting question. The first thing we talked about is people, the average skier doesn't have that much time on snow. So you gave an example of some people you're working with and they have 8 days in the season before they maybe go on a week-long trip somewhere. So we just don't have as much time on snow, and it's precious. And like, I live in Australia, and so when I come over for January to ski, I want to ski and not talk and do, I just want to ski as much as I can. So I think everyone feels sort of the same about that. And so spending some time off snow, trying to figure out what is the thing you should work on, and then even simulating it, recreating sort of like an imaginary environment, almost like rehearsing for a play at home, you'd be amazed at how effective that is in then preparing you when you get on the snow. Maybe it's just the position, your stance that you're in. You practice that indoors where there's no pressure, and you can go out there and you're already on your way. So I think that off snow time is very valuable. I'm going to let you ask the question about this, because there's a ton of resources out there, so, yeah.
That's excellent. So, maybe an example. I often hear from intermediate or advanced skiers, and maybe what you're talking about is, you know, have a clear objective before they hit the snow to save some time. Maybe one example is, you know, I'm an intermediate skier, and I just want to remain parallel, and I just want to have simultaneous edges, you know. So is that measurable, Tom? And is that a realistic objective for someone? And how would they go about measuring if they are actually accomplishing that one directive? Do you have any ideas on that?
Yeah, okay. Well, I think that's great. I think having something objective and measurable in your skiing is important. So something like that, I think, is measurable. The first idea would be, most people ski with a friend or a partner, so get them to video you. I think that's highly, highly effective, because what you feel going on and what is happening in reality can be really different. And I'd say that I need to bring up now expectations. So many people then go, oh, wow, I'm really nowhere near the skier I thought I was. But that's kind of good. It's a good reality check. And if you're a motivated person, you'll go, right, now I can see what's happening. I can look at the most obvious thing that looks different from someone I can see as a better skier, and just try and fix that. I mean, my son, who's 5, I don't really tell him much, but he's always skiing behind me or behind my wife, and so we present a really good picture. And I think even adults, they learn through looking, and sometimes we can overthink things too much. So yeah, getting some video, that's very objective. And then the other one would be, if you can get there sort of early morning, and even stick to like the maybe runs, even the bunny slope where there's not many people early on, look at your tracks, because that's, you know, that's what you leave on the snow behind you. And good ski tracks, sort of, they have a really round shape, which just means the ski is kind of turning gradually through the arc. So yeah, start studying your tracks, and if you get a chance, study someone who's better and just compare, and that like I love it when people can learn to be like the analogy is like learn to fish, don't be always given the fish. And so even though you might not really know where to start with that, you'll be surprised with yourself. Like we're all pretty smart, we can figure these things out. See if you can, with your own way, start trying to like have a go, be a scientist. What if I do this different? You know, I've heard this tip of standing here or transitioning a certain way. I'll try that and then see, does it change with either the video or the ski tracks?
Tom, that's a very good perspective, very valuable, and I think a lot of people would benefit from that. And so, just to recap, keep it simple, use a friend or a video for your own visual, and a really good objective feedback is that video.
Yes.
And keep it simple and very manageable expectations. You and I were talking earlier about the book Atomic Habits, which is based on very small incremental 1% advance of your development. And so very achievable goals. Don't try to do it all in one day. Just take 1% a day and improve 1% a day, and I think that would be valuable. And proof is in the pudding. I was skiing, Tom, with you yesterday, and right off the bat, you were moving with your class and got very effective results right away with that level of skiing that you were doing. And it showed amazing experience from your side. And I was talking to your students too, and they were amazed how fast they were in the game already. So, and I know they were improving 1% or more, so that was fantastic. So thanks, Tom, for your insight, and hope to chat again soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Andrew.